City Council is not a theater or a carnival. This was the stern message from Richmond Mayor Malcolm Brody after applause and chants of "No drugs, no drugs" broke out in chambers after a tearful presentation opposing a safe consumption site in Richmond at Monday night's City Council meeting. "I can tell you I've been doing this since the mid-90s and this is the first time I've had that kind of reaction here in the City Council," Brody said. "It's not going to happen. Is there anybody who doesn't understand that?" He said there would be no demonstrations in council chambers, and the only way to give input was to get on the speaking list and tell City Council, "What's on your mind?" "This is not some kind of theater or a carnival," Brody said. "This is a very solemn occasion where we are making important discussions and decisions for the city." City Council proceeded to hear about 50 delegations for 4 hours on a motion to ask the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority to explore having a safe consumption site in Richmond. The harshest criticism came from Will Sue, who said drug addicts only belong in mental institutions or prison. He blamed shoplifting, other crimes and disorder on people using drugs near his home, which is close to the temporary modular building. He said Canada is turning into a third world country and blamed drug addicts for crime in the community. Dozens of other opponents expressed compassion towards people who use drugs but said they fear for their children growing up in Richmond where drug use would be normalized by a safe consumption site. Several people repeated Cown. Chuck O's argument against it, saying that deaths from drug overdoses and poisonings have increased since the opening of the first safe injection site in Vancouver, InSight. In fact, no one has ever died of a drug overdose or drug poisoning at InSight. The safe consumption site has had about 400,000 visits since it opened. Several parents whose children have struggled with addiction or have passed away spoke in favor of the motion. Leslie McBain, who started the advocacy group Mom Stop the Harm after her son died from drug harms, said the only goal of a safe consumption site is to save lives. Lisa Way said the stigma around using drugs is driving people to use alone and not seek help. She also noted drug addiction can hit all segments of society. Her daughter Renee died 4 years ago from toxic drugs. Renee was a smart, beautiful, kind person with hopes and dreams for a good life, Way said. She grew up in a loving, middle-class family with many opportunities. Renee never stopped trying to recover from drugs. Along her courageous path to wellness, she lost her life. The BC Coroner's Service has noted deaths are occurring because of the presence of fentanyl and other substances in street drugs that cause respiratory arrest which, without reversal, can lead to death. The meeting was adjourned at 11 p.m. It will pick up again on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Last week, City Council voted 8-1 in support of asking VCH to look into a safe consumption site on Richmond Hospital grounds. O was the only councillor to vote against this motion. A post on Reddit notes there will be another demonstration at City Hall at 5:30 p.m. preceding the second meeting.